Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jesse Duplantis.
And I'm Kathy Duplantis, right here at another boardroom chat.
Come on. So what is the Lord saying to you today, girl?
Well, I think we're going to talk about how it's important to make a joyful noise. You told me to go to Psalms 100.
Yeah, some people are just making a noise. But the Bible said you need to make a joyful noise. And yeah. I want to read something. That's just one of the verses. What I want to get to is, how do we approach God? I find so many Christian people do not know how to approach God. They approach him this way. Jesus, we're hurting bad. Won't you help me, Jesus? Won't you help me? If I don't hear from you today, you shouldn't approach God like that. Let me show you how you approach God, because the Bible always gives us the key to it. It's Psalms 100, verse 1 says here, and I'm reading out the King James, and you can read Amplified or whatever you choose. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Notice that, mm-hmm. Gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Now watch this. You know, I have been royally criticized because of my joy. Why do I have joy so much? Because I come before him with gladness. Mm-hmm. See, joy is the fruit of the Spirit, and happiness is an emotional feeling. That's gladness, you see?
Right.
So I want to read that again. He says, verse 2, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. In other words, you ought to be in a good mood when you come before God.
Yeah.
I mean, even though you may need to ask him and talk to him about some very serious things that may be causing a lot of problems, but you come before him with gladness, knowing in whom you have believed, and you're persuaded that he is able to keep what you commit to him against that day.
That's right. Listen to it in the Passion Translation.
Okay.
It says, verse 1 says, lift up a great shout of joy
Come
to
on.
The Lord. Go ahead and do it, everyone, everywhere. Verse 2 says, as you serve him, be glad and worship him. Sing your way into his presence with joy. Isn't that wonderful?
That is a powerful, powerful step. Now, you know, and let me go back to what I just said. I mean, so many people get mad at me because I'm a joyful person. Well, I tried sad and I didn't like it. It didn't feel too good, you know, being gloom and despair and agony on me, you know, all that kind of stuff. Sounded like one of them hee-haw songs, you know, excessive misery, whatever that hee-haw thing was way back when.
A lot of people don't even know,
you know
what hee-haw
was.
Is
you know, I'm showing my age here. You know what I'm saying? It was a TV program.
A little comedy
hee-haw,
show.
Hee-haw, you know. But what you see, I just come before the Lord, even though I may be having some serious problems. Maybe you're having a serious problem. Maybe someone's told you, a doctor's told you, you got cancer or diabetes or high blood pressure or crippling arthritis or an infectious disease or whatever, or the COVID, call it what you want. Or maybe something terrible has happened and you just don't know how to handle that. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Mm-hmm. But if you come before the Lord with joy and with gladness, singing, read that Passion again. That's one of the best right there, boy.
The whole thing? One,
yeah,
two,
do it. Start
it
again.
Says,
yeah.
Lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it, everyone, everywhere. As you serve him, be glad and worship him. Sing your way into his presence with joy. And verse 3 goes on to say, and realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God, for he is our creator and we belong to him. We are the people of his pleasure.
Well, you know, I was going to go to that verse. I like that. He says everyone.
Everyone. Everywhere.
That means everybody.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, see, because God is good. Now, I'm going to read verse 3. You read that in the Passion. It says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. Okay, some of you evolutionists think that we made ourselves. I mean, I know evolution does work in some areas, but when mm-hmm. not with us, because God created us. Mm-hmm. See, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture, which means with his family. You know that song, we are family. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. And when you understand that you're a family in God, then you can come boldly through the throne of grace with a petition and a supplication with thankfulness, because you're coming with gladness and you're coming and everyone, everywhere, and you're serving the Lord that way. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you what, it'll change the perspective of everyone around you if you do what Psalms 100 says right there.
Yeah, I like where it says everyone, everywhere, and I'd like to add that it also means anytime.
Oh, praise the Lord. Now look what verse 4 says, enter his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. You see, it just keeps saying it. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. Ooh, mm-hmm. I like that. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. I want to start the passion from the top again and go all the way and read the whole psalm. It's only five verses.
It's so powerful. Lift up a great shout of joy to the Lord. Go ahead and do it, everyone, everywhere.
How many people?
Everyone.
And where at?
Everywhere.
And again, say
anytime.
It again. Come on, Jesus.
I'm going to add that because I think that's what it implies.
Amen.
Verse 2 says, as you serve him, be glad and worship him. Sing your way into his presence with joy.
Wow, that's good. Come on.
traveling music, please.
A little traveling music.
Verse 3 says, and realize what this really means. We have the privilege of worshiping the Lord our God, for he is our creator and we belong to him. We are the people of his pleasure.
I love that.
Verse 4 says, you can pass through his open gates with the password of praise.
Praise the Lord. I like that password.
Which
password?
Everybody understands praise. Passwords today because you can't get on your device and sometimes it forces you to change it from time to time.
Amen.
But that password of praise will always get you right up to the presence
of God. Come on,
Jesus.
God.
He says, come right into his presence with thanksgiving. Come, bring your thank offering to him and affectionately bless his beautiful name. For the Lord is always good and ready to receive you. He is so loving that it will amaze you. So kind that it will astound you. And he is famous for his faithfulness toward all. Everyone knows our God can be trusted, for he keeps his promises to every generation.
And it said, bring a thank offering.
A thank offering.
I didn't see that in the King James. That's a blessed thought. People also criticize my giving. They say, that man's always giving. I mean, who do you think he is? Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, I just want to do what the Lord said. When you're full of joy, when you have the gladness of God in your life, all you want to do is be a blessing. You're not looking to be a curse. You're not looking to put people down any way, shape, or form. People say, I don't have nothing to give. Watch this. How about a smile? You can give a smile, can't you? Somebody look at you, go, hello, smile. You don't have to say hello if you don't want to. Just smile. Even babies, you know, sometimes if I'm in a restaurant, baby be looking. Baby knows they're white head. You know, they see what that is. And I just smile, I go, and they go like a, ooh.
it
makes
funny.
A connection.
It does. The kids connect with their hearts.
Well, that's what God said. You enter his gates with thanksgiving, his courts with praise, and all these wonderful, and his mercy is everlasting. Think about it. And yet it's really hard to understand the depth of his mercy.
Well, this beautiful psalm paints a beautiful picture of our loving God.
Amen.
He's so welcoming, so inviting.
That doesn't mean that we don't have trouble in life.
Well, he wants us to be able to go to him no matter what we're going through, whether it's a joyful time or a sad time.
Yeah.
Especially when it's a sad time is when we need it the most.
Well, you know, you
think, access to
his
presence.
You think someone has died, that's a terrible thing. But if they're Christians, you're going to see them again.
There's hope.
There's more than a hope. That's a blessed fact as far as I'm concerned. See, I know it's called the blessed hope in Scripture, but I know that when I get to heaven, all my family is going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
They're there now.
Yeah.
See, and that's a wonderful thing. And you know what you want? Remember about all the junk that happened. It'll be eternity upon eternity of gladness.
Yeah, but hope, when we say the blessed hope, it's talking about a reality.
Amen.
The reason that you probably said it's more than a hope is because a lot of people have experienced hope that has been deferred or hasn't been manifested. And so they get discouraged when you hear the word hope. It doesn't bring the same passion as it should. But God wants us to have his type of hope that looks at things the way he does.
Let me tell you, things
can change.
This is a scripture that when I read it, it just touches me. Because, you know, that verse 5, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endure to all generations. If you look at Psalms 103, verse 12, as far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us, which means, ladies and gentlemen, you have no evidence of the fact that you've ever sinned in God's eye. As far as the east is from the west, that ought to make you shout right there. That ought to make you say, my God, I want to be a Christian just for that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see what I'm saying? Because God is not an accuser. Satan is the accuser of the brethren.
Right.
God is a father and his family, that mercy that endureth forever. You know, read that verse 12 in Psalms 103, if you don't mind, in the Passion Translation. Can you
switch? I want to go up to verse 11 rather than just verse 12.
Verse 11, where at?
In the same scripture, Psalms 103.
Okay.
The one you were at, but I want to go to 11, 12, and 13 because it just pulls it all together. It's in 11 says, higher than the highest heavens, that's how high your tender mercy extends. Greater than the grandeur of heaven above is the greatness of your loyal love, towering over all who fear you and bow down before you. Verse 12, farther than a sunrise to a sunset. That's how far you've removed our guilt from us. Verse 13, the same way a loving father feels toward his children, but that's a sample of your tender feelings toward us, your beloved children who live in all of you. I wanted to say that because you were talking about a family father situation.
It's understand that, you see what I'm saying? When you know that God's word is so wonderful. You know, I mean, we're not crazy people. People think, them people are crazy, man. They all enjoy. See, we know what we have. We know what we own. See, we own this. This word is ours. And we live by it daily. See, we own it. That's about the best way I can say. And when you own something, you can walk in it. Mm-hmm. You can fix it like you want. You know, Kathy owns a house. If she wants to move something, she'll move it or do something like that because we own it. Do you see what I'm saying? And when you understand that, see, and
I'm glad you said that.
I know. I had to open up a door right there. You know, women, they like to change things.
I have it on tape because I say, I want to move this, and he'll have an opinion.
I don't mind a change.
I have to remind him that a woman builds her house.
I don't mind you moving it.
He doesn't have to say so.
I don't mind you moving it if it looks better. Well, sometimes you miss it, Mama.
Very rarely.
You just miss it. Very rarely, I have to say that.
And you need to remember that.
I need it very rarely.
But I like you to be involved in it, but sometimes you want to be too much involved.
It's kind of like I have a study. She calls it Jesse's study.
That's right.
So everything in it is mine. So get your hands off of it. See, she wants to move stuff around.
Well, I decorated it to begin with, and so now every now and then it needs a little tweaking.
Not my study.
I did.
I decorated.
Oh, I don't think so.
Kathy, you're going to lie before the people?
I'm not lying. I bought the sofa, found the fabric,
covered
it.
Oh, you
called
it
I found decorating? The rug. I did all
you
of that.
You didn't find that rug. I'm the one who found that rug.
Boy, you have a short memory.
Oh, no.
I've always prided you.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I got to pray for that. Come out, you lying devil.
You know,
praise
can I tell you when something? So often, Jesse uses this phrase, we.
Yeah,
when
we.
When he really means me. So he says, we did this, but it's really me. We both.
I got to make the sound of the cross on that one, boy. That's a good one. Praise
we
God.
Sometimes have to agree to disagree.
See, what I'm doing right now is showing her mercy.
And I am also.
I could use the old honeymoon. Moon is old. Jackie Gleason.
Don't do it.
To the moon, Alice. Yeah. To the moon, Alice. When you understand.
Then you'll go to the sun.
So when you understand what God is.
You're trying to transition away from
I'm
that.
Trying to transition away from a father. And his family.
But you know, he even says, come let us reason together.
You want to fight some more?
No, I don't. But it's okay. It's okay. But it's okay to discuss.
You're trying to go away from it again?
I think it's a good idea.
Okay, all right. Go ahead.
No, but it's good that we can talk and discuss and plan it out. And we have made this agreement, and we know this is the truth, that we don't do something or make a change until we both agree on it. And sometimes it takes a lot of discussion and thought, and sometimes you're right, and sometimes I'm right. Most of the time I'm right, but anyway. It just works that way.
Another sign of the cross.
As far as the house goes, I'm telling you, that's our home.
Well,
I want you to love it. I want you to enjoy your space. And we both just want the same end result. And that brings us back to the scriptures as well. God really just wants the same end result. He wants us to have a wonderful life. He wants us to have a blessed life. He came, he sent Jesus to the cross so that we can have an abundant life. And so we all want to get to that one result. And one of the ways that we do that is putting him first in the area like we talked about, bring him praise.
Well, you know what? The Bible says, be therefore imitators of God as dear children. So, Kathy, I'm going to take your transgression and put it as far as the east
is from
the west.
It's not a transgression.
I know. I knew I'd get a little rise right there. Glory to God.
Sometimes he just likes to do that.
Yeah, I look like I can pick a little bit. When you understand this, now, you know, I'm making it funny and it's fun. It's nice. But it's very serious that God's mercy endures forever. Think about that he takes all your sin as far as the east is from the west, from sunset to sundown. I mean, just get away from it. But look at it. That's not enough. If you turn over Psalms, I love, it's still in the same Psalms, where it says in verse 17, but the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. Now that's big. Mm-hmm. That's Psalms 103, verse 17. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear or respect him, mm-hmm. and his righteousness unto children's children.
That's beautiful.
In verse 18, to such as keep his covenant and to those that remember his commandments to do them.
That's so important.
Now read that in the, are you in the Passion right there again?
Yes, I am.
Read that verse 17 and 18.
Verse 17 says, But Lord, your endless love stretches from one eternity to the other.
Amen.
Unbroken and unrelenting toward those who fear you and those who bow face down in awe before you.
Man, that's powerful.
Your faithfulness to keep every gracious promise you've made passes from parents to children to grandchildren and beyond.
My Lord.
You are faithful to all those who follow your ways and keep your word. Isn't that wonderful? I mean,
ladies and gentlemen, it's everlasting to everlasting. I mean, how much more do you want? And you know, people say, well, when I get to heaven, that's how I'm going to live. No, his will be done on earth or in earth, however you want to say it, as it is in heaven. So why can't we be happy?
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we be?
Right.
I mean, my God, it's amazing. If a tragedy happens, people should come to the rescue and bring blessing.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? But, you know, don't try to take advantage of the people like as if they owe you something, because they don't.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? I love being a blessing, but I mean, I don't owe that to them, but I do it because of the love of God that's in my heart and the love of God that's been shed abroad.
Mm-hmm.
It's been shed abroad. So when you understand that and you go back to that Psalms 100, you enter it with gladness.
100.
And you come boldly to that throne of grace with a petition and a supplication with thanksgiving. I know a lot of people are thinking, man, God, y'all sound like life's a lot of fun. It really is if you live it by faith, if you live it by the scripture. That doesn't mean Satan don't come in to kill or to steal, kill, and destroy. He doesn't. No, he's going to do it. That's his job. But, you know, he's already defeated and restricted and awaiting confinement.
It's true.
People don't realize that he has already been sentenced, and he's going down into a bottomless pit for 1,000 years and then into the pit of pits of eternity, and he will be, quote, no more. You will remember him no more.
Amen.